Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I'd like to join my previous speakers in congratulating you, Mr. President, for assuming the presidency, and would like to assure you of the full cooperation of my delegation. I would like to also thank you for presenting your plans for your presidency and appreciate your intention to continue the efforts of the three previous presidents' efforts on the program of work. We hope that a program of work can be agreed upon soon under your presidency with clear reference to its continuity into next year, as we explained in the previous session. Mr. President, Japan has long been advocating for a realistic and practical approach to nuclear disarmament and taking various initiatives for this purpose, both nationally and together with other countries in several groups. In this context, I would like to thank my previous speaker, Italian ambassador, for referring to the G7 Hiroshima vision adopted last year under Japanese presidency and the FMCT friends. Japan is a member of the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Initiative, the NPDI. The strength of the NPDI as a cross-regional group of states has been its ability to formulate proposals that reflect the shared ambitions of its diverse membership. The NPDI remains a champion for increasing transparency as indispensable for nuclear disarmament. Enhanced transparency builds trust and confidence, facilitates further reductions in nuclear arsenals towards their total elimination. The NPDI has made consistent contribution to enhance transparency within the NPT regime by submitting working papers on transparency and reporting. Japan will continue its efforts to contribute to enhancing transparency in various areas, including our joint efforts through the NPDI. Mr. President, within the realistic and practical approach to nuclear disarmament, Japan prioritizes both qualitative capping by comprehensively banning nuclear testing and quantitative capping by banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. We believe the instruments that realize most effectively these qualitative and quantitative capping are respectively the CTBT and an FMCT. Now, for the first time since the peak of the Cold War, the world is on the verge of a reversal of the decreasing trend of the global number of nuclear arsenals. The rapid build-up of nuclear arsenals by a certain country could spark a nuclear arms race involving other countries. Against this backdrop, it is now more imperative than ever to limit the quantitative development of nuclear weapons by banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons to maintain the declining trend of global nuclear arsenals. To this end, Japan has been stressing the importance of the immediate commencement of long overdue negotiations on an FMCT as the highest priority for the CD. Japan deeply regrets that this august body has not been able to come to an agreement on this point for more than 30 years since the adoption of the UN General Assembly resolution calling for an FMCT. Mr. President, Japan is determined to make every effort to heighten momentum for commencing negotiations of an FMCT. In September last year, Australia, Japan, and the Philippines co-hosted a high-level event during the UNGA High-Level Week to refocus political attention on the FMCT. Furthermore, the UN Security Council held a ministerial briefing on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation under the Japanese presidency on 18th March this year to deepen the discussions on measures toward a world without nuclear weapons. In this briefing, Ms. Kamikawa, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan, announced the establishment of the FMCT Friends. This is a cross-regional group with the participation of both nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states. Its aim is to maintain and enhance political attention to an FMCT and to contribute to expand the support for the negotiations. Through close cooperation among the members of this group, including Geneva-based colleagues, Japan will actively engage with CD member states to contribute to forging greater momentum toward the commencement of the negotiations. Pending the entry into force of such a treaty, Japan calls upon all relevant states to declare or maintain moratoriums on fissile material production for the aforementioned purposes. Mr. President, to conclude, the preparations to start the negotiations on an FMCT have already been addressed in an extensive manner. The only remaining factor is political will. In view of repeated commitments to this goal, I would like to call again on all member states to exert the necessary political will to commence negotiations within the CD as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. President.
أشكر سعادة سفيرة اليابان على كلمته والآن